This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for transforming public perception of the police, especially among young people, by improving professionalism, sensitivity and responsiveness. He was speaking at the 60th All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police in Raipur yesterday. The Prime Minister urged universities and academic institutions to study the use of forensics in investigations, saying it would strengthen the criminal justice system. He also highlighted the need for regular monitoring of banned outfits, comprehensive development of areas freed from left-wing extremism, and innovative measures to bolster coastal security. On tackling drug abuse, PM Modi stressed a whole-of-government approach, combining enforcement, rehabilitation, and community-level intervention. Prime Minister distributed the President's Police Medals for Distinguished Service to officers of the Intelligence Bureau. The winter session of Parliament will begin today. Our correspondent reports that the session will provide a total of 15 sittings spread over a period of 19 days. A total of 13 bills are listed in the legislative business, which are likely to be taken up for passage during the session. The bills include the National Highways Amendment Bill, the Atomic Energy Bill, the Corporate Laws Amendment Bill, the Insurance Laws Amendment Bill, and the Higher Education Commission of India Bill 2025. Earlier in the day, the government convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi to ensure smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired the meeting, attended by 50 leaders from 36 political parties. Madhya Pradesh Assembly's five-day winter session will begin today, on the eve of which the Congress held a meeting to discuss the strategy to put to the state's BJP government on the mat over alleged lawlessness, SIR and farm distress. Assembly Speaker Narendra Singh Tomar yesterday reviewed the preparations and instructed officials to ensure smooth conduct of the proceedings. The session scheduled from December 1st to 5th will have four sittings. Minister of Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda will lead the national level observance of the World AIDS Day 2025 today. The aim of this commemoration is to reaffirm the government's unwavering commitment to advancing the national response to HIV prevention, treatment, care and stigma elimination. The event will bring together government leaders, development partners, youth representatives, community advocates, people living with HIV and frontline health workers, reflecting a united approach to accelerating India's journey towards ending AIDS as a public health threat. Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, RSS General Secretary Dattatreya Hosabale, has described the concept of Hindutva as the soul of Bharat and said religious conversions can be checked through public awareness, social harmony and strict enforcement of laws. Hosabale attended a Pramukh Jain Goshti in Indore, an event held as part of the RSS centenary outreach. Representatives from various sections of society remained present. Bangladesh has said it expects the extradition of deposed Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina from India at the earliest, but stressed that the issue alone would not stand as a barrier in bilateral ties with New Delhi. The interim government's Foreign Affairs Advisor Mohammad Tohid Hussain made the remarks while talking to diplomatic reporters based in Dhaka. When asked if better relations with New Delhi would be expected unless India repatriates, the disposed Bangladesh Premier Hussain said India-Bangladesh bilateral relations won't be stuck on one issue alone. In men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 17 runs in the opening match of the three-match ODI series at the JSCA International Stadium Complex in Ranchi last night. Virat Kohli was adjudged the player of the match, and with this victory, India now takes 1-0 lead in a three-match ODI series. Cyclone Dithwa has weakened into a deep depression and is located at about 90 kilometers east of Cuddalore, 130 kilometers northeast of Karaikal, 90 kilometers east of Puducherry, and 140 kilometers east of Chennai. The deep depression is about 80 kilometers from North Tamil Nadu and Puducherry coasts. And that is the end of this news bulletin.